if you really think about it, it's a blessing that many people haven't yet awakened to the reality of what's coming. And I'm talking about the, you know, the engineered food collapse, the mass global famine, the supply chain crisis that is already happening upstream. It just hasn't necessarily rippled down into every retail store yet. And I've heard from some people online just reading comments and so on, and some people are frustrated that other people don't get it yet. And like, oh, you know, my family member or my friend or my spouse or whatever, they just don't get it yet. They think everything's fine and we don't need to buy extra and so on. Well, that's one way to look at it, but I'd like to invite you to think about it a different way. I think a more positive way, which is thank God not everybody gets it yet, because if they did, there would be nothing left to acquire. Now, it's not that we want to leave those people out in the cold, because everybody's got a fair chance, obviously, to get prepped right now. But if everybody were prepping at this moment, the shelves would already be emptied everywhere. So in a sense, their willful ignorance is giving you an opportunity to have more time to stock up on the things that are running out. And again, just to be clear, you know, I don't wish for anybody to enter this situation in an unprepared status. But actions have consequences, or in this case, lack of actions have consequences. And a lot of those non-preppers, they tend to mock preppers, you know? It's kind of like the people who mock the unvaccinated and they celebrate how they're being vaccinated on their social media, and then, you know, 15 days later, they're dead from a stroke, you know? And, you know, I'm not laughing at those people. I'm not celebrating that. I'm sad that anybody dies from a vaccine. But when they mock people who are unvaccinated and then they die from a vaccine, it's kind of like karma. And I think the same thing is true with those who mock preppers. They're not going to be laughing much longer at all. If they're even laughing now, some of them have stopped laughing because they see what's happening. I was going out with some friends the other day and decided to get some barbecue. So there's a barbecue place in Texas that has a brisket sandwich. And I'll eat a brisket sandwich every couple of months, you know, because it's, I crave it every once in a while, a few times a year. So we're at the restaurant, and this brisket sandwich is normally, I remember it being about $7.50 or $8, something like that. And we rolled into the restaurant, and that same sandwich, that brisket sandwich, was $15. It doubled since the last time I was there, which was a couple months ago. I mean, it doubled. I couldn't believe it. But then, of course, I do believe it because I'm the one talking about food inflation and scarcity and so on. And I asked them, I said, you know, the people behind the counter, I said, you know, the price of that sandwich doubled? They said, yeah, it doubled. And people still want it. So, yeah, when people see this, and they realize that all this talk about food inflation is not fiction, and when people walk into a grocery store and they see the shelves are becoming more and more empty, or they're seeing shelves where certain products are spread out to cover more shelf space, you know, when they see that, they get this hit of like, oh my God, what if it's real? What if the shortages are real? What if the price inflation is real? And it is real, and they see it. And then they stop laughing if they were mocking preppers. So for those people, if they are late to get prepared, they're going to find themselves without much, you know, to purchase. And so we have this window of realization, this time window, and it might only last a few more weeks, a couple more months. I don't know. I kind of feel like by Christmas, most people are going to get it because, well, they're going to be standing in line at food banks. But between now and then, every day that you can go to the grocery store and you can get some food, or you can buy garden seeds online, or you can buy storable food online, or you can buy whatever it is you need to buy, think of that day as a blessing. And it's a blessing that has been handed to you by the willful ignorance of those who refuse to prepare. You know, even looking at the collapse of Venezuela, in Venezuela, Some people saw it coming. I'm talking about the big 10-year collapse into hyperinflation, food scarcity, price controls, government tyranny, total socialism takeover of society, mass starvation. A lot of people saw it early and they got out. And that's equivalent today to people that are getting out of the blue cities and the blue states if they can. Well, especially the blue cities. There are some safe areas in blue states where you'll probably be okay. You know, like rural Oregon or rural Washington or northeastern California, places like that. But most people in Venezuela stayed behind and thought, well, you know, the president promised he would turn things around. It's going to get better. We'll just have faith in government. And they told themselves that they should just stay and submit to the system. And those are the people who are starving now. So in America, the people who are still going along with the system and thinking that Jen Psaki is telling the truth when she says that everything's fine, there are no shortages, there's no hyperinflation, you know, the supply lines are fine. What does she say? Oh, people, the treadmill is late. Let them eat cake. The Americans who believe that, they're going to be the ones starving to death. They're going to be the ones stealing for food because they refused to believe what was happening truly right in front of their eyes. Instead, they listened to the spellbinding sorcery of the, I don't know what you call them, the dark demon Satanists who are running this country into the ground. And it is sorcery. It's a kind of mind control. A lot of people believed in that, and they're going to be toast. So thank God that you are aware, alert, alive, awake, informed, and thank God for each day that you have to get prepared. I do. I thank God every day that I have to get prepared because I'm always asking myself the question, what else do I need that comes from China that I can't, that I won't be able to get when we're at war with China, which is probably going to happen next year? You know, I think about spare power supplies for the servers that run Brighteon. You know, I think about manual can openers just for opening cans of food. I think about lighters, you know, the little emergency lighters. And, you know, I have a video where I show people how to make your own emergency fire starters using cotton balls and Vaseline, you know, petroleum jelly. You just work it into the cotton balls and you have an emergency fire starter right there. Well, what if you can't get cotton balls and Vaseline or whatever else you need? I think about the little things too, like paracord. You know, how can you get paracord? How about electrical repair connectors? You know, or little switches and things that we need for all the various components, or PEX pipe connectors and repair sets. Because when trade is shut down with China, you're not going to be able to get these things. See, it's not just the food, folks. It's everything. It's plumbing. It's electrical. It's the infrastructure that runs your home. It's the infrastructure that runs hospitals, that runs cities. The power grid parts, a lot of those come from China. Most of them do. And most folks aren't thinking about this. They're not thinking about, hey, you know, how often do we have to repair things in the local power grid substation? And where do those parts come from? I guarantee you call up any electrician right now and do this, because I know several electricians. I talk to them, and they'll tell you that the parts are very, very difficult to come by right now. And there's a lag time on all these parts. There's long delays on circuit breaker boxes and, you know, connection adapters. And have you priced the copper wire or the aluminum wire lately, by the way? It's through the roof expensive. And again, we're not even at war with China yet. So to those who say, oh, there's no need to stockpile, I said, well, good luck. You know, good luck with the whole thing. Because if you don't stockpile the things that you need, you're going to have to figure out how to go without. And that might mean going without electricity. It might mean going without, you know, a refrigerator or working plumbing. Basically, you're talking about a third world existence. And most people can't survive a third world experience. They just won't know what to do. They won't be able to survive it at all. And it's not easy. So, count your blessings. Take action now. get the things you need, and you might just make it through. And remember too, let's suppose that I'm wrong about this. Let's suppose there are no shortages, that everything's in full 100% supply for the next year. Even if you buy a year's extra supply of stuff using today's dollars, you're still ahead because you're using dollars before they lose more purchasing value, you see? Dollars lost about 40 to 50% of their purchasing value in the last year for a lot of the really basic things like food and gasoline and you know, supplies. 50% in many cases. Well, if the dollar continues to lose its value, and it will because they're printing more and more trillions, then if you have to purchase supplies 6 months from now that you could have purchased today, you're going to be using dollars that are worth less. In other words, prices are going up. And you go look, Procter & Gamble, just look at their press releases. Oh, yeah, we're raising prices. Gillette, they're raising prices. What's the parent company of Gillette? I forgot the parent. But all these consumer product companies and the food companies, what was it, Tyson Chicken? Yep, raising prices. Grocery stores, what was it, Albertsons said, going to raise prices across the board. So you know the dollar is getting worth less and less. So if you can spend it today and stockpile something for the next 6 months or a year, you're already ahead. If prices go up another 40%, you've just saved, in essence, 40% by buying them today. And that's a great savings in less than a year. If you could save 40% on things that you're going to use in less than a year, would it make sense to buy them today? Absolutely. To anyone who understands money and finance and math, you would buy it today. So by buying things today, you get two benefits. You get an emergency backup supply in case the supply chain just gets totally wiped out. And then secondly, you're saving money by using today's dollars, which are worth more than what dollars will purchase tomorrow. And then thirdly, by the way, another benefit is you have items for barter. Because really, that's where this is going. There's going to be a lot of barter coming up soon. People are going to be trying to trade for the things they need. And what kinds of things do people need? Well, you know, I've talked about the list. There's the necessities like toilet paper and salt and so on. And then there's the things that people sort of psychologically need, you know, like alcohol, tobacco, caffeine, things like that. Not a bad idea to stock up on those either if you are thinking about barter. And remember, with alcohol, if you buy a bunch of vodka, you can use the vodka as an antiseptic. You can use it as a barter item. And you can use it to make herbal tinctures. So that's 3-for-1 right there. And remember, if you buy silver rounds, like 1 ounce silver coins, you can use silver as money or barter, as an asset storage device, and you can use silver coins to make colloidal silver so you can make medicine out of it. And I have a video on how to do that. That's on prepwithmike.com. So yes, stockpiling is it's not just the rational thing to do, it's the smart thing to do right now. So get prepared and count your blessings every day that you can. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. Get ready. It's going to be a wild winter. You can catch more of my podcasts at Brighteon.com and read my articles at naturalnews.com. Take care.